Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily. The Mind of God program is a daily program of the mind. We endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan. Destroy the demonic influence. We endeavor daily to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and families. We endeavor daily to destroy the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. We want to leave that mentality. Climb up out of that mentality. Climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In this mind of God in Christ, we will see that as oppressed people, we must organize together with other oppressed people, no matter with color, no matter with race, no matter with ethnicity, class, religion, philosophy. We must come together, sisters and brothers, and organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Benice is yet my engineer, helper, facilitator, coordinator of this website and program, Mind of God program. I am thankful unto the Most High for such beautiful sister as Benice, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless her family and her children. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now, let's give praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba for the Almighty Father. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begatting. That is the attribute of the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now, this word is rooted in the mother language of the African Arabic language, the Hebrew language, the African Hebrew language. You find Allah there as in the root language, Hebrew. 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Allah carries the definition and meaning of the ascender. The ascender is the one that raises you up, ascends you. So the Almighty Father Allah ascends us, raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we, with that supreme knowledge, may collectively overthrow the inferior knowledge of this wicked satanic system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And with the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father, we usher in, create, manifest, personify the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen. That hidden and unseen Father, that sacred masculine reality behind the whole of creation. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now, we also give praises to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. And putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is the Almighty Mother. So Yahweh is Father and Mother. Yahweh means the existent one. No existence without Father and Mother. Yahweh is life. No life without Father and Mother. Yahweh is Father and Mother. Life giving birth to life continually. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is an African Hebrew word, kokmoth, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your African, of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Wisdom is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that our Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. There's that word conceive again. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well, mother of creation, mother of universe, because she conceived the whole of the universe as the Almighty Father begatted the same. Mother Holy Spirit, her name and title in the African Hebrew language are Ruach HaKadosh. That word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Ruach is the Hebrew word for spirit. Ruach is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother. She is feminine, the sacred feminine. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah, properly understood, none but our mother Illa and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Illa is also an African Hebrew word. Hebrew is the mother of Arabic, and Illa is found near 5927. You find Ola under Allah. Then you find Illa. Ola is feminine. Illa is feminine, collectively having to do with your circumstance. And also she is the ascender. She raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may with her mind of supreme wisdom defeat the inferior wisdom of this wicked satanic world of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, and bring in the kingdom of God in heaven and the queendom of Goddess and heaven here and now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, that hidden and unseen mother, that sacred feminine behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua, Hamashiach. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come in the last days, that in the last days New Jerusalem would come, and we are New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, the bride of Christ in Revelation. We, the people of the Most High, are the bride of Christ. We are the temple of the Most High. We are the bride of Christ. We are New Jerusalem. And we are the new names of Jesus Christ when we rise up and stand up for freedom, justice, equality. Stand up to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. We are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine creation, divine universe, on this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine house we call our physical bodies. Look all over the earth and you see Christ. You see workers in America rising up to say no to this wicked system. You see various organizations coming together to say no to the Republican and Democratic Party as they work to compromise and destroy Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SCHIP, Head Start, food stamps for the poor, unemployment benefits. Many of us are rising up to say no. Look in Africa. Look in the Middle East. Look in Asia. Look in Europe. Look in Central and South America. Sisters and brothers, workers international, rising up with the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And that mind is, rise up and say no to an illegal, wicked, rotten, no good system of eugenics that is the philosophy that upholds the wealthy and the ruling class at all costs and works to propagate austerity measures, warfare, bloodshed, destruction of the oppressed black, brown, red, yellow, poor, and working class Caucasian sisters and brothers. So Christ is here and now. Christ is with us. Christ is in our consciousness. Let's tap into the consciousness of Christ that is the expressed image and consciousness of the universe and consciousness of the Most High. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 5. We're working on this letter to Sardis. Sardis once again means the red ones because the minerals, the wealth, the resources apparently had the color of red in that city of Mesopotamia. And so Rome, Caesar, the Roman Empire, raped and pillaged the people of that region, set up a city to continue to mine that wealth. And so we are talking to the angel of Sardis, which represents all leadership, whether religious or secular, all leadership, whether governmental, financial, or educational leadership. And we're talking to ourselves as well. We want to see where we fit, how these scriptures reflect our actions. How do we fit in the scripture, as all scripture is prophecy of these days and times that we are living through? And we have gotten up to verse 5 of chapter 3, book of Revelation. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Who is speaking? Yahshua is speaking. You refer to him as Jesus. His African Hebrew name, Yahshua, and title in his African Hebrew language is Mashiach, the word that brings us Messiah and that brings us Christ from the Greek Christos. So Yahshua is speaking. This is the man of liberation, of deliverance of the oppressed. This is the man that stood up and worked to return land, wealth, resources, prosperity, and health back into the hands of the oppressed. This is the man that warned the oppressor, warned the Roman Empire, warned Caesar, warned the Roman elites, warned the European poor working class sisters and brothers of Europe and Greece, warned the high priest that had sold out the Hebrew people, Jewish people, and sold them down the river so that they could keep their position and work on behalf of Caesar to rape, pillage, and destroy the African Hebrews. This man, Yahshua, is speaking. Christus, Mashiach. This Messiah is he that comes to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Read Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 18. And paraphrasing it, that verse is telling us that Christ comes to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Christ comes to deliver the captives. Christ comes to deliver those who are in the prisons of a wicked system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. This is the man that is speaking. And he is saying that we can be like him. We can overcome Satan, overcome death, overcome colonialism, slavery, exploitation. And he tells us how. He that overcometh, 3:5-8. This word is nikao, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word means to conquer, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious of Christ, victorious over all of his foes, of Christians that hold fast to their faith even unto death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. When one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case, maintain one's cause. What is our cause? Our cause is that we must organize on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth. And Christ is here within our consciousness to give us the power to win the case against the oppressor on behalf of the oppressed. Christ is here to give us the power to arraign. Let me hit this word arraign right quick. I believe it has to do with giving the sentence to those who have violated the law. Arraignment. To call or bring someone before a court to answer a criminal charge. So we bring the Rothschilds before the court of the universe. We bring the Oppenheimers before the court of the universe. We bring the wicked ruling class and families. We bring the banksters before the court of the universe. HSBC are indicted for laundering the money of the drug cartels. So the war on drugs is a false, fictitious narrative. The banksters, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, they created the drug economy to destroy people and to accrue monies and finances to finance their wicked wars on a clandestine level. HSBC also indicted for laundering the money of so-called Islamic terrorists. Has nothing to do with Islam, but has to do with creating groups that would terrorize Africa, terrorize the Middle East, and terrorize American citizens and citizens of the world to justify bringing the militaries of America, Britain, France, Canada into places in Africa and the Middle East to overthrow governments that they had already planned to overthrow. So you create so-called terrorist organizations, launder their money, finance, weaponize them. Then you say, Al-Qaeda is the enemy and believe in the war on terrorism. But it's all fictitious, sisters and brothers. They have planned to overthrow Libya and Syria and Iran and other various governments a long time before 9/11/2001. They created these circumstances. They weaponized and financed the various groups, drug cartels, so-called terrorists, to create hell and havoc and warfare and bloodshed to cause us to support the destruction of our sisters and brothers in Africa, in the Middle East, in Central Asia, and various places on the earth so that they can go in, kill, and destroy, and take the land, wealth, and resources. We call all of them before the court of the universe. We call to the court of the universe those presidents and prime ministers and political parties that have sought to use deceiving type language, language that deceives and maneuvers the minds of my sisters and brothers of the human family to support the death and destruction of other sisters and brothers of the human family. We call all of them before the court of the universe. and we will win the case because their works and actions are against the universal law of truth, justice, and righteousness. We have the power to hold fast to our faith of Christ and Yahshua, this faith of truth, justice, and righteousness, this faith of revolutionary change or evolutionary change. We have this faith in the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth that is in our consciousness, our spirits, our souls. We will be victorious over all of our foes. The human family will be done and rid of the oppressor, and the oppressed will no longer be oppressed but will live and get the benefits of the whole of creation as the Most High intended. We will be victorious. So he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white. Shall be clothed is 4016 on the Greek side, peribaio, and it means to throw around, to put around, as if you take a piece of clothing and wrap yourself around it, to surround a city with a bank. It says palisade. Let me see what this word means if I can find it. Palisade, a wooden, let's see. Palisade, a fence of wooden stakes or iron railings fixed in the ground, forming an enclosure or defense. All right. So we are talking about the concept of protection, the concept of being defended and able to put up defense. So to surround a city with a bank, and let me hit this word bank, is not the money bank, but another type of bank, a land alongside or sloping down to a river or lake. So that type of geographical structure that surrounds a city provides protection for a city, a palisade, a fencing, a structure to provide protection. Garments to clothe one, to put a thing on one, to put on or clothe oneself. So clothes and garments, these are really metaphors for knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and that which is in creation that is to be a protection for the human being spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So we are to be clothed in white raiment. This word white does not mean white people. It means light. 3022 Greek side, leukos. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. And so we are being clothed in white. This word is light. The writer of Luke, that Caucasian brother, who was a doctor that accompanied Paul on his journey to spread this African revolution international to our poor and working class Caucasian sisters and brothers of Rome and Greece and Europe. That brother Luke, Caucasian brother, his name means light. And so this light, bright, brilliant from whiteness, dazzling white, garments of angels, those exalted to the splendor of the heavenly state. The heavens governed by the sun, governed by the light of the sun, the various bodies of the heavens moving because light has stricken, I think that's the word I want to use, stricken the surfaces of the various planets and planetary bodies, causing movement. I believe my minister Louis Farrakhan has often taught that the first law of motion is light. So when light strikes the body, light causes the bodies of the universe to move. So light, the sun representing, let me see now, The stars represent justice, the moon represents equality, and the sun represents freedom. This is African knowledge that has come through the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when we are exalted to the splendor of the heavenly state, living and walking in the light of the sun, the S-U-N, which represents the light of the S-O-N, Son of God, making us sons and daughters of the Most High Father and Mother, and we move in this light of freedom, justice, and equality. This is what the word white means, white raiment, and also ripening grain, the color of ripening grain. The grain must die, and apparently it turns white and is resurrected again, and then it is able now to be plucked to give life. So we die to this system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, and we walk in the light of righteousness, the light of the sun, the light of Yahshua Christus, and we are empowered by the hidden and unseen Amen, Amenet, Father and Mother, who were depicted in triple darkness by the African ancestors, because they represent that power that emanates from triple darkness that empowers the sun to do what the sun does. So the greatest power is the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet, that have given birth to the Son and given birth to the whole of creation. So we're walking in white. We're clothed. We are protected by this splendor of light and whiteness that is associated with light and knowledge and wisdom and overstanding. Raiment, 2440, Hima. Tian, garment, garments, a cloak, a mantle, a tunic, the upper garment, the cloak or mantle, robes and vestures and apparel. See, clothing has spiritual and symbolic meaning, having to do once again with knowledge and wisdom and overstanding and creation of systems that will protect the human being rather than destroy the human being. This system we live under today, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, this system is destructive. It is not protective. But we must create systems and institutions, governmental, financial, and educational, that are protective of the human being. The situation that went down in Connecticut, and various shootings all over the United States of North America, Southern California, and other places. I think Oregon was another place where a shooting took place. Let me see if I can find that information. I have it here in my notes. There was a shooting that took place. Was it Oregon? I'm trying to find it as quickly as I can find it. But when you have lots of notes, sometimes it's hard to find what you're trying to find. But just look it up on the internet. Various, yes, Oregon. A mall, a shooting took place in a mall in Oregon. Clackamas Town Center Mall in Oregon. This past Tuesday, December the 11th. And two people were killed, and I can't see, yeah, and then he committed suicide. But see, all of these killings are the product of a system, a satanic, demonic system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation that we have not sought to put up resistance to America killing all over the earth, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, the CIA overthrowing governments all over the earth, clandestinely, surreptitiously, destroying leaders of various nations, bringing in systems and institutions from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank Trade Organization, so that austerity measures may come in to put the citizens of various nations in the third world, and now America and Europe, on the path of slave wage and low wage labor. All of this is destructive. And since we did not put up resistance to warfare and bloodshed overseas, you see that international spirit of death, hell, and destruction is now festering and metastasizing within the borders of the United States of North America, so none of us are safe. You can't go to a mall. You can't go to school. You can't go to various places like normal, because this international spirit and demonic and satanic spirit of death, hell, and destruction is all over the earth. Let us rise up and stand up and be clothed in the raiment, the white raiment of knowledge and wisdom, the light of the sun, the white light, the splendor of the sun. And let us create institutions and systems that are based on the universe of truth, justice, and righteousness, and then we will all be protected. When we do this, Yahshua says, I will not blot out his name. I will. This word, I will, has to do with washing, covering up, wiping away, erasing, wiping out, blotting out. 1813 Greek side. Exhalefo. So he says, I will not blot out. I will not wash out. I will never. This word not means never. Certainly not. Not at all. By no means. 3364 Greek side Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. I will not blot out. And the word I will not is the same as the word blot out. And it's 1813 Greek side. Exhalefo, having to do with washing away, besmearing, covering with lime, whitewash or plaster, wipe off, wipe away, obliterate, erase, wipe out, blot out. So when we construct systems that protect, when we clothe ourselves with the knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding of the Most High and create governments, institutions, create the kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, create a international, worldwide, universal system of protection of the babies, the men, the women, the children. Jesus, Yahshua says, the man of justice says, he will not blot out our names. Blot out his name. This word his is 846 autos, and it is himself, herself, themselves, itself, he, she, it. So this is talking to the male and female of the human family. Not just him, not just his, but hers and herself as well. She and he, himself and herself and themselves. So our names, 3686, name, onoma, a name, proper names, names used for which everything the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, remembering the name. The name having to do with one's rank, authority, interests, pleasure, command, excellences. So you have a personal name. Your name will not be blotted out. You have a name that has to do with your reputation. We are building a righteous reputation based on truth, justice, and righteousness. And when we clothe ourselves with this splendor of white light that symbolizes knowledge and wisdom, symbolizes overstanding, symbolizes creating institutions and governments that protect the human family, we will accrue to ourselves a righteous name, and our names will have rank and authority. Maybe you have a title. Maybe you are a preacher or a rabbi or a imam. Maybe you are the chairperson of an organization. Maybe you are a deacon. Maybe you are an advisor. Maybe you are an authority on economics. Whatever your title or rank or authority, it will carry weight because it is now associated with righteousness. We're using our characteristics and attributes to create systems that will protect the human family and not destroy the human family. Okay, not blot out his name or her name out of the book of life. 1537, out of, from, away from, the word is ek, Greek side, from the book. 976, biblos, Greek side, biblos, that's where we get our word coming from, this Greek word biblos, getting into the English Bible, but the word means a written book, a roll, a scroll. So there's a book of life, a book of life that we want our names to be in that book. Life, zoe, 2222 Greek side, life, the state of one who is possessed of vitality or is animate. Every living soul, the absolute fullness of life, essential and ethical, which belongs to God and through him or and her, both to the hypostatic logos. I believe hypostatic has to do with always being in existence. Hypostatic logos, which means the word of the Most High, and to Christ, that is that power in the universe in whom the logos put on human nature. So the power of Christ and the word of the Most High putting on human nature and putting on physical properties, because the whole of creation is the word of the Most High coming through the consciousness and coming through the birth process from the Most High Father and Mother into the physical realm. All of this creation has to do with life, and the human being is supposed to have access to everything in creation, that every human being may live to be able to manifest and personify the fullest potential of not just a human being, but a God and a goddess on this earth. This book of life, this creation that is life, Yahweh is life, the self-container of life, the self-existent one, this whole reality of life in the fullness. We want our names to be in that book and construct of life. Look at the presidents and prime ministers of this world. Look at the Republican and Democratic Party. Look at, I'm trying to find some more current events here. I have a note, here we go. Panetta and Karzai discuss enduring United States troop presence after 2014. Leon Panetta went to Afghanistan to negotiate with the president of Afghanistan, whose name is Hamid Karzai. Apparently, the United States troops were supposed to leave Afghanistan in 2014. All the United States troops, not mentioning the mercenaries like Blackwater. The name now is Z. But Leon Panetta wants to negotiate with Karzai that Karzai would allow a residual force to remain in Afghanistan. For what purpose, Leon Panetta? For what purpose, Hamid Karzai, the puppet of Britain and America, the puppet of the Rothschilds? For what purpose, Obama administration? To continue to kill and destroy life. To continue to rape and steal and thieve land, wealth, and resources. These individuals do not have a reputation that promotes life. They have a reputation that promotes death. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, CIA former leader Petraeus. Congress spokesperson, I believe, Boehner. Nancy Pelosi. Others in Congress and the Senate. Senator McCain and others. These politicians, they have a reputation of promoting and propagating death. But we propagate life. And as we construct the kingdom of God in heaven, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, we are promoting life, and our names will never be blotted out of the book of life as long as we work towards life and create more life and promote life and propagate life. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.